Okay, we're going to reconvene the Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting. Next up on the agenda right now is item number 14. This is discussion and possible action. The first reading of ordinance number 15-267, amending Story County Code Title 8, Health and Human Safety, by adding Chapter 8.01, Nuisances, and providing a uniform process for abating all the different nuisance complaints in the code. Mr. Morris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Robert Morris for the record. If it's all right with the board, I'll read the title into the record. This is an ordinance amending Story County Code Title 8, Health and Safety, by adding Chapter 8.01, Nuisances, and providing a uniform process for abating all different nuisance complaints in the code. The amendment also changes the existing nuisance procedures and other parts of the code to be consistent with a new chapter and provides for other properly related matters. I think it was last November we had a workshop on this, to continue to push it through, I've brought it back for a first reading. I would remind the board that the first reading is basically a process to allow the public to be aware of this ordinance and the changes that it's going to make in the code. One of the requirements is the clerk has a copy on file. And then there's a second reading, which would be the public hearing on the ordinance. Since this is a pretty big change in the code, I would suggest that if there's a lot of comments or changes suggested in the second reading, that we could have another reading after that. And I think it's worthwhile to be fairly careful about passing something that everybody thinks is going to work and have all the departments input before we do pass it to make sure that they're comfortable with the method that's in there. Again, this is a process to simplify nuisances in the code. We've generated a new section, a new chapter, 8.01, which sets up the procedure for nuisances. The changes in the other sections of the code refer the process back to this new chapter and the procedure that's in the chapter. So under, say, Title 17, there's a section about public nuisance, and what it would do is refer any nuisance to the process that's set out in 8.01. If there's any, I would ask that we have public comment, and I would encourage anybody that has specific suggestions about changes or concerns that they let me know about it before the next second reading. And I would also ask the clerk if we could set this in the first meeting in March instead of the second one in February. Unless there's any questions, I'd ask that you introduce it for the first reading.
Very good. Jack, do you have any questions on this?
No, I don't.
Lance?
No, sir.
Okay, we take public comment on this. Mr. Phillips.
Again, for the record, Mark Phillips, speaking to the first reading of the yard police ordinance. I believe that the ordinance should be more specific in who has the authority to red tag a place or threaten a property owner with a lien or a criminal penalty. I think this new officer should be an appointed public officer who's actually on record in the recorder's office, oath and appointment on record, so that if somebody comes home, finds a red tag, or finds somebody in their yard, or if somebody's threatening to arrest them, they can come up here and find out if such a person has the authority. I see in the new ordinance that public works directors, so Mike Nevin would be the inspector or one of his designees. So I think it'd be real important for the property owners and the public to have a way to determine who has that authority. And also, if the 30-day clock starts ticking on an appeal, I think there should be some kind of public record of that. Maybe an agenda item that the clock has started ticking on a certain piece of property. That way, a month later, we'll all know that time's up. And then 30 days later, on such an agenda item, there would be acknowledgement that the nuisance has been remedied. And, you know, boy, I saw it down in Chinatown recently, you know. Something about tin going into a transformer, and by God, that place was red tagged before we got out of here. And I'm pretty sure nobody told them they had 30 days to appeal. So I'd like the new ordinance to be a lot more specific on who has the authority to be the yard police. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Okay.
I want to ask for one part of that question.
Yeah, I have to. It's only the first reading. So.
Okay.
You want to?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Since one specific property was mentioned by name, you know, I want to point out that, you know, I think Council Morris has done a great job delineating by the references per chapter, per title, that Mike Nevin only oversees this particular portion. Chief Hames oversees that. With regard to the one property that was mentioned, it was red tagged, but it was red tagged as a safety hazard, not as a public nuisance.
Thank you, Pat. Any other public comment? Okay, this is the first reading. So if I can get a motion to approve the first reading of ordinance number 15-267.
I'll make the motion to approve the first reading of the ordinance number 15-267.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve ordinance 15-267. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Makes it unanimous. Thank you, Mr. Morris. Yeah, this ordinance has been needed to be cleaned up for some time now, and thank you for putting in the effort to do all of this. Okay, moving along now to item number 15. This is discussion, possible action, approval of the Sheriff's General Business License, second reading for Delta Saloon, Tina Perkins, located at 18 South C Street, Virginia City. Sheriff?
The applicant in this matter has submitted a proper application and has provided all of the necessary sign-offs from the different inspection agencies, and would be my recommendation to approve her general business license.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff. Any other public comment on this?
Excuse me. Mr. Chairman, was there going to be some disclosures on this matter?
No, there was not. We're only in a general business license general right business. Now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Any other public comment on this? Hearing none, call for a motion to approve Sheriff's General Business License second reading for Delta Saloon, Tina Perkins, located at 18 South C Street, Virginia City.
I so move.
I'll second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the license. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We're going to recess now as the Board of County Commissioners and convene as the Story County Liquor Board. Moving along now to item number 16. This is discussion of possible action, approval of a liquor license, second reading for Delta Saloon, Tina Perkins, located at 18 South C Street, Virginia City. We'll start out before you go on, Sheriff. For disclosure, I have a pecuniary interest on Main Street, holding a liquor license myself, that being Bucket of Blood Saloon. And so this voting on this license in no way affects myself or my business. So, Commissioner Gilman?
Yes, I'll also disclose that I have a pecuniary interest in a liquor license on Sioux Creek in Virginia City, and I am a portion of a class of users within the community.
Okay, Sheriff?
Yeah, in this matter, the applicant has submitted an application. Background has submitted no disqualifying information and shows that she's of stable financial ability. So I would recommend approval of the license.
Very good. Thank you. Is there any public comment on this license? Bruce, did you say you wanted to speak today?
No, thank you. Pass.
Okay. I'm Marshall, but that's okay.
Okay, just to make sure.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, and I believe you all received copies of it, and this was submitted in the public record packet, and I'm not arguing on the sheriff's claim, but I do want to point out that a previous commission packet, at least, if not this commission packet as well, had a letter addressed to the Board of Commissioners dated December 21st, 2015, from a Barbara Thomas outlining certain issues and concerns. I'm not totally clear if they were with the licensee herself or with the business that she's leasing. So I just want to point it out for the record.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Whitman. Any other public comment regarding the police licensing? Mr. Phillips.
Again, Mark Phillips, for the record, I'm speaking to the liquor license, second reading, Delta. I couldn't hear. I saw something in the packet about cabaret and off-sale liquor license being included. I was happy to see cabaret license mentioned. It's my understanding cabaret license is just like a courtesy. You know, it's not an expense, but if somebody's going to have live music at their establishment, they should at least come get the commissioner's permission to do that. I appreciate that.
You saw that under the first reading today, under consent. That's where it was at in
today's
agenda.
Okay. Okay. I missed that. Thank you.
All right. Sure. All right. So, any other public comment on today's licensing? Okay, hearing none, looking for a motion to approve the liquor license second reading for Delta Saloon, Tina Perkins, located at 18 South C Street, Virginia City.
I'll so move.
I'll second that motion.
Right, it's been moved and seconded to approve the liquor license second reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Sheriff, you voted? Okay, I didn't hear you. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go ahead and adjourn as the Story County Liquor Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of Commissioners. Up next is Community Development and Planning, item number 17 for possible action, Licensing Board second readings.
Chairman, I'll take this even though a very valuable representative of community development systems back then. They have actually recommended that we approve all items appearing on the agenda, items A through L. I'm going to respectfully ask, only because it uses the phrase alcohol, that we continue item H, Breakthrough Beverage of Reno. I'm not sure the nature of what they do. I want to make absolutely sure that the proper processes are followed because there are different statutes for distribution of alcohol. So I would ask that you approve items A through G, and items I through L, specifically Carmen's Mexican Restaurant Caterer, Bosch Rex Roth Group, Hitachi High Technologies Corp, Product Family Design, Sierra 8 Inc. DBA Diversified Painting, Shimatsu Scientific Instruments, Hitachi Power Solutions, Premier Electrical Staffing, American Carports, Inc., Evolution Industries, and Rich Doss. And I'll defer to Ms. Bucchianeri to see if she can enlighten us on page.
Thank you, Stacey Bucchianeri, for the record. Just for clarification, Breakthrough Beverage is a distribution of liquor. They're not; they don't serve, but it's just strictly distribution, similar to Capital Beverage, which is just an out-of-county general license.
I think it should be fine, but I know as we were going through, Mr. Morris and I were going through some of the liquor license ordinances and whatnot, the distribution of liquor has a, you know, has a few nuances in and of itself. So I think I'd like to continue this one just for some quick legal research. You can issue a temporary, and we can, you know, continue off that. I just want to make sure we're handling it exactly right.
Okay. Any public comment regarding today's licensing? Hearing none, the commissioner is looking for approval of items A through G and I through L.
I so move.
I'll second that motion.
We're moving a second to approve A through G and I through L. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
And community development would ask that you can, well, I ask that you continue item H for Breakthrough Beverage while we do a little bit of legal research.
Very good. Commissioner is looking for you to a motion to continue item H until further meeting.
I so move.
I'll second the motion.
It's been moved to second to continue item H. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Great. Thank you. Passes unanimously. And as those of you who notice that a lot of these contractors are specific to the industrial park, so it's just every meeting, more and more contractors coming on board for the development of the TRI. So.
Can I put a check
in
on that?
Right ahead.
I also want to commend yet again Stacy, Dean's entire team. A letter went out to every business in Tri last week that reminded them that all their vendors and suppliers need licensing, and it's creating quite a wave of interest and response. So, Stacy, great job.
Very good. All right, we're going to move on now to item number 18. This is public comment. Mr. Phillips. Come on up. For those of you who might be new to this process, at the end of the meeting, we come up. You're welcome to come up to the podium, identify yourself for the record, and we'll give you 3 minutes, and you can talk about any subject that you'd like to talk about. Mr. Phillips, go right ahead.
Especially not on the agenda. Thanks, Chairman. Boy, I got one for the commissioners here. Mark Joseph Phillips, Story County resident and registered voter, Democratic Party. Recent research, I have determined that Story County Democratic Central Committee does not exist. There's no record anywhere that the political party exists. So if you hear anybody saying that they're president or treasurer of the Story County Democratic Central Committee, they're impersonating an officer. They're operating as a business entity and not as a political party, and which would make them a criminal organization right now. So.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
All right.
Unless that means all the Democrat votes didn't count in the last election. Any other public comment? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.